old saying is that life is what happens to you while you're making other plans. And you must understand that every moment in your life is a miracle to be lived, that you must stop looking for miracles in something in the future, and that not falling in love with your plan means that if you want to get someplace, terrific, enjoy every step along the way. And then if you want to alter that, let's say you want to be a physician. You're young and you go to school and you went and all that, and then you realize, no, I don't think I want to go to medical school. That doesn't have to be a horrendous kind of letdown or a failure of some kind. You simply say, I think I'll move in this direction now. I'm moving. And every day you have to live fully rather than suffering or postponing your gratification or postponing your purpose in the pursuit of something in the future which may or may not arrive for you, and if it does, you'll very likely be a completely different person anyway. That's one of the hard things to understand. Heraclitus said, there's nothing permanent but change. You know, change is the only thing there always is, including all of us all the time. So if you set a goal for yourself for a long time, you have to understand that you're going to be very, very different from the person that you are now. I had a good friend who was an internist, and he was in his 40s, and he said to me, you know, it's this practice is just getting to me. I'm owned by it. I'm making a lot of money and all that, but I don't want to do this. I want to be a sportscaster. And he wanted to broadcast and wanted to practice on high school teams, and he'd always wanted to give that a try where he could be his own boss and not be a slave to it and all that. I said, well, why are you pursuing this? You know, you're a physician and all that, but why would you want to continue doing that? He said, well, I decided a long time ago that I was going to be a physician and that I can't change that now. I'm a doctor. And I said, who decided that you were going to be a physician? He said, well, I was 18 years old and I made that decision. I said, would you go to an 18-year-old today to get vocational guidance for where you should be going in your life? Would you consult a teenager for that? He said, why, of course not. I said, well, isn't that what you're doing? If you're not happy and not being fulfilled in what you're doing in this moment, you have the option to change that. And you don't have to be attached to what you've been. What you've been is just the choices that you made then.